Good evening, Color Luck. You're listening to the radio of Color Luck City, informally but more truthfully known as The Rock. I'm your host, Nick Denikin, and I'm afraid Mallory will be running late today as she is currently shredding on her viola. This is the final week for the Community Farmers Market. As always, it will be happening from noon to 5 this Wednesday at Sumpton Square. Not only that, but also the Color Luck City Library is hosting a trivia night on Friday. The games will begin at 4 p.m. And now, here are your horoscopes, and with my luck, probably also the godforsaken disaster report. Aries, there is a light coming from behind you. You will only be a silhouette, all the details obscured. Taurus, keep building up the walls around you. The mortar will not crumble. If the walls come down, it will be entirely your own doing. Gemini, you will learn something very new, and yet it will be something you've always known. Cancer, isolation is not the solution to fear, it only causes it. Keeping to yourself won't keep you safe. Leo, be careful when you stretch what is possible. As the membrane of reality bends and bends, it comes closer and closer to breaking, and you do not know what lies beyond it. Virgo, it's your funeral. Anything can get you and hurt you and kill you at any time. Have you considered that? Libra, but maybe you have. Maybe that's exactly why you did it. Maybe you thought it all the way through. Scorpio, how careful are you, really? It's impossible to tell. If it hurts you, it must be a mistake. There would be no reason to doubt you. Sagittarius, the membrane breaks. You reach out to touch and you get through, and yet... Capricorn, this is not a warning. This is not an admonishment. This is a question. In good faith, what are you reaching for? Aquarius, this week you do not have to answer. Pisces, this week you won't be stopped. You know this because the storm has been building for quite a while now. The air feels prickly, as though anticipating something snapping. There's a pendulum suspended above the clouds, waiting for the moment when it can swing back into place, waiting to make its presence known to the creatures living out their lives far beneath it. If you stretched your fingers far enough, you could just about brush against it. There's a smell dancing on the wind, too, distinct yet indescribable, sharp and sweet all at once. A bitter aftertaste of some incorporeal burning follows after it, lingering upon your tongue. Lightning flashes, a bright light that leaves its afterimage caught within your eye, illuminating the world with the radiance of midday for a single instant before disappearing again, chased into nothingness by a rolling peal of thunder. As the wind picks up, you begin to worry. The storm will have to break soon, and the rain will undoubtedly begin to beat down upon the earth without mercy. After all, what reason does it have to grant any semblance of that? Why ought it do anything other than flood rivers and basements, rip shutters off windows and branches off trees, strike helpless people down where they stand? The storm has reason enough. But you know well enough that this storm will move on without leaving behind any lasting damage. The thunder is too quiet, the lightning too distant, and the rain will never fall upon these streets. Though that may cause its own problems in time. Ooh, would you look at that? It was 5 minutes again this time. That's so fun. I love it when patterns form. Let's all say a big thank you to my Brit. Oh, hey, Mallory.
Hey, are you doing okay? You look...
I'm so great. Patterns of behavior are forming.
Yeah, I heard. How did the disaster report go this time?
Just fine, I assume.
So that's twice now that that's happened? How concerned are you?
Oh, I'm just peachy. I would really appreciate it if you could do the disaster report next time. It's just... Okay, it's stupid, but it's creepy.
Don't worry, I don't have anything else planned for the foreseeable future. But I'm not convinced that this is a side effect of a neurological condition.
I can see where you're coming from, and yes, this is a really specific pattern to be forming, but realistically, what else could it possibly be?
You raise a good point, but I reiterate, this is twice in a row, and you have never, as far as I am aware, lost time while on air before.
Well, you're completely fine when reading them, so it's clearly just something with me.
I wouldn't be so bold as to claim that.
I'm sorry, what do you mean by that?
I've been going off script with them, haven't I? Like, look at the paper, that's what I write. But I don't ever say that, do I?
I mean, no, but I just assumed you were a closet theater kid or something. I didn't think it was weird that you went off script at all, just more how you go off script.
I didn't consider it too worrying how I was going off script, but if something is going wrong when you read it as well, then maybe it is worth looking into.
I wouldn't say going wrong exactly, just creepy, off-putting.
What happens with your horoscopes then? Is it just the report, or are they off-putting too?
I write them every week, and then I show up here and I read them.
And what you write down is exactly the same as what you read?
Yes, of course, that's a fair question in context. I can't be sure. I guess I can't exactly summon up specific memories of reading them, but I do read them, and I write them. I've done it 100 times.
You could test them. See if what you write is the same as what you say. Determine what rules we're working with.
Okay. That's an idea, but I think we brushed past what goes on with the disaster reports a little quickly there.
We've already established what is going on with the reports. I simply think it would be prudent to determine if the horoscopes act in the same way or not before proceeding.
Fair enough. You know what would be interesting? What would happen if you read the horoscopes?
That is a valid question to raise, but we can only reliably test a singular variable during one experiment, so that will have to wait for now.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Confounding variables and all that.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us this evening on The Rock.
We'll talk to you all again next week, and remember, hell, right, we can just end.